him.
And if it was a woman, you might say that was
her.
And if it was two people, you'd say that was
them.
And you say, if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's
mine.
Or to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them, it's
theirs.
And to him?
Yes.
And to her?
Hers.
Did you ever hear people say his'n or yourn?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you? Or?
Yes, it does. And it's quite commonly used. It was.
Uh-huh.
Around. It's his'n. Well, I don't know about hers, but I know it's his'n. His'n. Mm-hmm. That's been used. Yeah.
Would you say that yourself?
No,
think?
No.
Mm-hmm. How would you address a group?
In fact, when I heard it,
mm-hmm.
it didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was something wrong all the time. It just didn't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard it.
What would you say to address a group of people? Would you say you, or would you say?
To address a group?
Yeah, to talking to more than one person. Would you say you, or would you have another expression? Would you say you all or y'all or you-uns or?
Y'all. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Not you-uns. That's up in the Carolinas.
Uh-huh.
Very common use up around.
How much traveling have you done? Have you been up in there?
I've been up, I was in service in North Carolina at Fort Bragg.
Uh-huh.
And we met some friends and it's, they would use U.N.'s, very common,
mm-hmm.
and we picked that up.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in the service?
2 years.
Did you stay at Fort Bragg?
No, I went to, Fort Gordon, Georgia, at Augusta,
mm-hmm.
and Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and then I went out to Fort Polk, Louisiana for a while.
How'd you like it up there in the mountains?
We went, we was on vacation up in Asheville and Knoxville.
Oh, really?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
I like gospel music.
Yeah.
And I like country and western. I like it. There's a lot of kind of music I like, but primarily gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Country and western music.
Did you go see Grand Ole Gospel?
We went, but we didn't get to hear the program. We went inside the building.
Uh-huh.
We was up there around Wednesday. See, they have that on Friday, Saturday nights. But we got to go inside the building.
It's Opry Saturday night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it
yeah.
Gospel Friday? Or?
Right, Gospel Friday. I heard it last night on the radio. So.
Say if you were, if some, their car was out in the road, you might say to them, somebody's going to run into.
What is that?
Would you ever say, say if there was a group of people and their car was out on the road, you might tell them, someone's going to run into...
You?
Would you ever say y'all's car or your car or you all's car? How would you say that?
No, I'd say if you don't watch out,
mm-hmm.
somebody's going to run into you or mm-hmm. going to run into your car, not mm-hmm. into you all's car.
Mm-hmm. And say if there had been a party...
Now listen, let me tell you something about that you all. Where it's very commonly used in mm-hmm. this area.
Where's that?
Not as much now, but back in the times that I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Okay, you come to see me. When you fix to leave today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to go home. Or you says, I got to go now.
Mm-hmm.
You all come to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Just live across the branch over there, creek.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all come. Okay, y'all come.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was, I mean, that was commonly used.
Uh-huh.
You all is very, it's commonly used now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay,